Hello, and welcome to the brake demonstration. I call this prototype that I've constructed the brick because it's approximately shaped like a brick, as you can see in the photograph that I took with the ad. You can get a variety of sounds out of the brick using the 8 potentiometers, 9 potentiometers, and the on-off switch. Consists of 2 circuit boards and 1 proto board attached together with standoffs and a little bit of JB Weld glue. Had to have some glue there. No duct tape on this one, but definitely a little bit of glue. So the glue is holding the proto board onto one of the runs from 2 9-volt batteries. It's got 2 9-volt battery holders underneath the brick. They're a little touchy to get the batteries in and out, but if you're careful, you'll do it properly, no problem. There is an on-off switch that is kind of buried on the inside of the brick. Turn it off. It's off, turn it on, and it restarts its sequence. But of course, you've already heard that sequence, so I'm going to turn the tempo potentiometer way up. And it's now playing notes at a furious pace. Advanced to a later part in the song. This circuit has a 40-40 timer, a 40-40 binary ripple counter being driven by a 555 timer. It then feeds into a 4011 and a 4070 logic chips to produce a Boolean sequence. So we have a Boolean sequencer on the protoboard, on the breadboard. It drives a version 1, no, it drives a version 2 of the Carplus Strong Modular Synthesizer circuit board that I was the primary contributor in developing. Lots of people helped out on electromusic.com, and we now have a modular synthesizer product that various people are building. These are my 2 prototypes that I have built and fused together. Since I don't have a modular synthesizer, I made a standalone device out of them. Most of the potentiometers are little thumb wheel pods. Some of them, 3 of them, are regular full-sized pods. condenser drives the Car Plus Strong prototype number 2. Its output, which sounds like percussion and guitar sounds, go into an additional Car Plus Strong prototype number 1 beneath it that has the batteries and the on-off switch. And that one acts as a resonator. So let me turn the resonator down to a minimum. Let's see. If I do this right. We can hear the sound of the Car Plus Strong board itself without too much influence of the resonator. What you're hearing is primarily the Car Plus Strong 2 board on the top. With me playing with the potentiometers. And then I can kick in the resonator. Kind of crazy sounds. This is what I call deep bass. Here's deep bass with feedback. And source feedback. Have it back in more of an instrument type mode. I believe I can make it do percussion if I adjust it properly. Let's see here. Here's a soft drum percussion. Anyway, that's about what this device sounds like. It has a fixed note sequence. Anyway, you get the idea. There's a blue LED that gives you an on-off indicator and also flashes with every note. And that is the prototype. It has a quarter, an eighth inch jack, a mini jack. You can use an adapter to get it to a quarter inch if you like. And I'm offering it for sale at a reasonable price. I'd like to see $150 for this because I've got easily at least $100 in parts in it. So I now conclude the demonstration. Thank you very much for listening.